Alright, let's see, can you hear me? Welcome, everyone, to the Tape Traders Guide, 90s Pro Wrestling. Johnny Bandana, what's up?
Oh, man, just enjoying this ride, JD. JD Sloan, just, watch that car. Yeah.
So we are leaving Rockwood, Tennessee. We're actually leaving Cookeville, Tennessee, because we stopped to get something to eat. But we just left WrestleTopia Presents MSWA
Extreme.
So, it was an awesome night, don't you think?
I think it was.
What did you
it
think
was,
of the show?
The show was a great show. It was my first experience running a camera.
Yeah.
Running the camera on the floor, and enjoyed that a lot. Got to see Doug Markham. That was awesome.
Doug is the man. We love Doug. Doug will be here. Doug will come and hang out with us next Sunday. Tomorrow, will be Jesse Butler, promoter of Southern Underground Pro Wrestling, and he also runs. He has his own podcast. What is it? Kick Out at Two podcast. You can find it on Stitcher and iTunes. And he does a really cool podcast. It's all indie wrestling. He travels like all over the place, man. He goes to AIW and he goes to all different kinds of promotions out there. He's seen, you know, death match wrestling and all the different kind of shit. So check out his podcast, and he'll be by tomorrow to talk about Southern Underground Pro. But WrestleTopia TV made its debut, its production debut. Johnny Bandana ran a camera for the ring while yours truly, JD Sloan, was on the commentary team. Didn't quite know exactly what we were going to do or how until we got to the building, and then we kind of figured it out as we went along throughout the night.
Isn't that pro wrestling? I mean, I was wrestling in a damn bag, and, you know, opening match, I'm 2 minutes in, and, you know, I got no memory space.
Oh, the memory card.
Yeah, no memory, yeah. Your memory is full. So, yeah,
constantly changing batteries.
Yeah. And, we made it work,
though. We did. We made it work. It was a fun night. What'd you think of the... What was your favorite... What was the favorite match tonight?
Favorite match? Man, I really like those... Now, I don't know all the names of all these guys out here. But I like that... I like that guy. Where's the Zubas? What's the brother in the back with the Zubas?
Mason. Silas Mason.
Silas Mason. Yeah. Man, that guy is money. He is money.
He worked for Jason James, the Christmas show.
In Portland, Tennessee.
Portland,
that's right.
He was a tag team called the Mason-Dixon. And remember, his tag team partner is that cat that looks like Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
looks just like Roman Reigns.
Yeah, sure is.
Dude is a throwback, for sure. He's a throwback. He reminds me of Bobby Duncan. From, like, you know, 1970s Texas wrestling. Cowboy boots. He has the blonde hair, kind of in the mullet.
Yeah, definitely, bro.
Just rough and tough. The main event, he tag-teamed with Tommy Coffey, and they took on Big Bad John, who we all know and love is Buzzed Up, and the returning Ox Harley, who came out of retirement for this evening's show.
And bled a lot.
And fucking Tommy Coffey, man. Dude bled just...
I think he
buckets.
Bled. Yeah, I'm not too confident. He didn't have much blood left in him at the end of that match there, JD.
He bled buckets. So this entire event was filmed, like we said. You know, Johnny Bandana was out there on the floor filming it. So everything will be available. Once everything gets edited and everything, it'll be available on iPay-Per-View. It should be on Fight sometime in the next 2 weeks. I'll have it on the Patreon page, which is Patreon / WrestleTopia. It will also be on PivotShare, which will be PivotShare / WrestleTopia. But make sure you follow the Facebook page, WrestleTopia, and, you know, we'll throw up the information on when it's available. But there will be some fan cam shit that I shot while I was doing commentary with my phone that I'll throw up on YouTube sometime today and tomorrow. But Tommy Coffey, man, he just bled buckets just all over the place.
He took a beating. I mean, he was taking those chair shots like, you know, 95 ECW.
Yeah.
He was just Brother was taking a beating. You know, there was some female blood dripped out there tonight.
There was. Man, I don't know the. I believe one of the champion's name is Fantasy, and who was the?
I couldn't remember her name. I was trying to.
We're driving right now. Otherwise, I would totally look and find out.
And no disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect at all to the young lady. Mops and, you know, and toilet seats and, like, and they beat the shit out of each other. Yeah. Those two girls, they really did. They beat the shit out of each other, and it wasn't the prettiest of matches, but both women got color and worked their asses off for sure.
They did.
And there was a team called the Throwback. What were they called? The Badass Throwbacks, I think. And they wrestled Los Chicanos for the tag team championship.
Yes, and that was good. Match.
That was, man. These two fucking guys are
mean old fucking guys.
Like Dick Murdoch and Stan Hansen. They were both big fucking guys. Again, their team was called the Throwback Something. Again, you know, I mean, the name. I sat there and did commentary, and I said these names. I said these names 25 times per match. But while I'm driving home right now, I can't think of everyone's name. I'm on the way to Nashville. But those guys were fucking phenomenal, man. I mean, those four guys.
Me believe in that match. They were just brutal. They, you know, I've seen a lot of guys come out with a cowbell and hit somebody in the damn head with a cowbell. But the way this man hit him in the head with a cowbell.
It was fucking crazy, man. I mean, they beat the shit out of each other.
Most certainly did, and they had a pretty good turnout. The fans, you know, they enjoyed the show, and
it was a different type of fan.
Yeah,
you know, we went to Southern Underground. Was this last week? That was there. Last week we went to Southern Underground, and you had a fan base that was just like this one. It was wild. It was crazy. It was full. You know, the building was packed out. It was, you know, I'm sure, you know. Here it was a sold out. I don't know about Southern Underground. It was probably a sellout too. But there was a ton of people, but they were the most polar opposites of type of fan. The people at SUP were those hipsters who, you know, wrestling's a little bit ironic and they enjoy wearing the cool wrestling shirts and having the lucha masks, and they're not watching WWE TV. You know, they're enjoying completely what they're watching. And they're having a good time, and they're yelling and everything, but they're not going home and watching Monday Night Raw. They're only going to the Southern Underground shows, right. You know, and they're concert goers. They're not necessarily wrestling fans.
Yeah.
But at Ox's show here in Rockwood, Tennessee, for MSWA, make sure you follow them on Facebook. You know, definitely show support to anyone that we talk about on this podcast. But the fans at MSWA, man, them motherfuckers believe.
Every one of them.
They do. They every one of them believes. When we were setting up, the girl that ran the sound, I mean, that's what she told me. She's like, these people here, they all still believe this shit, you know? I mean, it was fun. It was fun to be there, and man, they were loud. They were noisy.
Loud and noisy.
You went around and riled them up. You went around and riled them up, and I mean, they fucking popped huge.
I stole that from Jimmy J. One of Jimmy J's tricks. I don't know. He might have stole it from JB one day. I don't know, but it worked out pretty well at that show. And you know what else is? They had a rodeo running just right down the road, and you know, that seemed like kind of town where, you know, you have a rodeo coming town. Of course, it was there last night. But you have a rodeo coming town. You know them. Them old damn boys, they're going, you know, they're going to go to rodeo, but...
Yeah.
That place, like I gotta say again, it was just a lot of fans, and a good turnout. Crazy wrestling. I think I almost tore my ACL slipping on some blood, or it was a piece of a toilet seat or something, I don't know. But
no, you're right, man.
Show.
I mean, for there to be a rodeo going on at the same exact time, that place was packed. It was standing room only.
It was standing room only.
They sold every seat in there, and there was people standing. So
they're about one or two seats away from the damn fire marshal coming in. Yeah, all right now.
And you know, last year I went out there, and they had this year's was WrestleTopia Presents MSWA Extreme. Last year the theme was Mid-South Mania, And they had, because their big yearly event is in March, and they had Ricky Steamboat out there. They had the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh.
Shane Williams versus Jeremiah Plunkett. The title. They had a great turnout last year also. And the fire marshal actually did stop them from selling tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He came in, which I didn't see him there tonight. That's I didn't see him come in there, you know, and check or anything. But last year, the dude showed up, and he stopped Ox from selling tickets. So this March yearly event that they do is, you know, it's a pretty
working.
Big deal for this town of Rockwood. And talk about the fucking road.
Buddy, I was
the
just thinking
road
about
that
it.
We had to get to just to get to this fucking building,
woo.
Man. It was the turn was so close together. Enough for two cars, so I don't know what the fuck you do if there's another car coming.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not so certain I didn't see a clown in the woods, too, because it just really... I thought it was the same venue, apparently. I think it was more towards Sevierville, yeah, there it is. You know, but, you know, you're going up this windy road, and you're looking down, you got this mountain, you got all these pretty houses, you got... all this stuff down there and the scenery and of course, you know, J.D. Sloan over here, he's about to break his ankles and twist his hands off trying to turn the wheel. So definitely a wrestling show in the horizon when you're going down roads like
it's one of those hashtag indie wrestling moments. You know,
you can only be going to an indie show if you're going traveling on this. I don't think anything else was it was Armory. I mean, I guess. I mean,
well, and it was weird because, you know, there was those neighborhoods down there. So what's so weird about it is, so we get off on the interstate and it's kind of like we're going down this mountain, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're going down to this mountain. So this world that we just drove into is completely cut off from everything else. You know what I mean? And all the the houses are. It looked like it was 1987. Like,
yeah, they went back a little way. And all the fans, too, were, from a different era. And I believe it was from the past. I don't believe it's from the future. I think it's from the past. And I think 87 might be.
Have you ever been to Rayon City?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Rayon City, which is, it's basically a street. Right off of a regular, you know, Old Hickory Boulevard, which is a heavily traveled area in Nashville. But you drive down Rayon City, and it's like 1987, and nothing has changed.
No.
Everything is the same right there.
And
it was built for that manufacturing company that's back there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all the people that went back there, they all moved there just to go work there, you know? And then they built a little tiny convenience store and a little tiny gas station and maybe a post office
it's all built for them and it's never.
And they just never left there, man. It's some weird shit,
weird
though.
Weird place, man.
Yeah. But it was a good night. We got to see thumbtacks being used.
Oh, thumbtacks. A burning table that was...
Ox Harley's...
You know, that damn thing would have burned longer if it hadn't been left out in the rain probably for 3 or 4 months.
He soaked it, didn't he?
Yeah, they pour off half two damn things, a lot of fluid on it, and he was like, well, that damn thing went out right after I lit. Well, something's been in the rain for about 3 or 4 months, looks like. Soaked down wood, but...
Tommy's on the other side of the... Tommy's on the other side of the ring, dying, you know, losing so much fucking blood that, you know... I walk back there, so Tommy's, trying to get out of the ring after the match is over and everything, and so I go over there, and I grab him, you know, and he puts his hand on, I say, are you okay? And I think he told me, yeah, I'm fine, you know, but I'm like, man, I don't know if this dude's okay.
He doesn't look okay to me.
He does not look good.
Yeah.
So he goes back to the back, and I go back over to grab my phone and stuff, and I go back to the locker room, and they're cleaning his face off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm
trying to get a shot here.
Yeah, what the fuck are y'all doing? And they're like, well, he couldn't see. I'm like, good. Good, he can't. Now I can't take a picture. Now I'm not going to take a picture of his face. Because his fucking face is clean.
Yeah.
But after they wiped all the blood off his face, he was so white. And everyone's like, man, go get this dude some chocolate, man.
Yeah. Yeah, get the man some chocolate.
It was, It was an experience, though, wasn't it?
An experience, at least, and I had a great time. J.D. Sloan, and appreciate you, you know, using me on this venture. If I can do a little bit of everything in this great business of professional wrestling, I'm going to do it. And who knows, Johnny Vendetta might be a producer one day. Top television show, and about like, oh, look at Johnny Vendetta right there, you know.
I mean, think about it. We can work.
And creative.
Yeah, we can work. We can book. We can do podcasts. We can produce television and pay-per-view. We can set up rings.
And I'll start a set up rings.
You know, I mean, dude, it's if you don't know how to do everything in the business, if you don't know how to do anything in the business.
You don't know how to do it all, because I guarantee they're going to need to do it all, and you ain't going to know until about them 2 minutes before you got to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes. Hashtag indie wrestling.
Yeah.
That is hashtag indie wrestling. So tomorrow, Jesse Butler is going to come over, and we're going to talk about Southern Underground Pro. Bandana is supposed to come over.
There's no gear.
Okay, so for everyone that's listening to this, and that listened to Steve Hall's interview, and that listened to the podcast before that, we had made a bet that we would hear Steve Hall accuse Johnny of just recently getting out of the penitentiary at least 32 times.
Yeah, I said 30. I may have been a little over on that.
But Johnny never showed up. So I believe if you would have been there, because the very first thing when Steve sat down, you know, he went through his deal, his gimmick, and did his spiel. And when I said, and Johnny's supposed to be here tonight, but he's not, the very first thing Stevie said was, well, he's in the fucking pen.
Yeah.
Like, and then he said it four more times. He talked about your probation officer. So if you would have been there, he would have hit 32.
I might have hit 32. Might have hit 33 or 34.
Yeah, I do believe that he would have talked about you recently, or something involving a parole officer or the penitentiary.
I believe you're
right. At least 32 times.
I believe you're right.
But we're going to have Jesse over tomorrow. And Jesse is actually going to talk about not only just, you know, Southern Underground, the whole concept and how he came up with it. You know, we'll try and dive as deep as we can for everyone that's listening. But last week's show, he went through a string of situations 24 hours before the show started. And they put on one fucking hell of a show with great matches and just a great product. And, you know, so he's going to explain the turmoil and hardships 24 hours prior to this fantastic event. Yeah, which is a testament to what he did, because the show was great. And for the things that he had to go through, it makes it even that much greater. Then Wednesday, Stone Cold Chad Austin will be back on the show. You're more than welcome to show up on Wednesday, but I know you won't. Wednesday's one of those days. It's hard to get over to the WrestleTopia offices, you know. But then next Sunday, the one and only, the referee of all referees, Doug Markham is going to come over and be on the show. And you got to be there for that, right?
Oh, man.
You're definitely going to be there for Doug Markham.
I ain't going to miss that. I'm not going to miss it. Matter of fact, I'm going to wear this new, shiny, Doug Markham Ref 'Em All shirt. It's fucking killer design. I'm a huge Metallica fan, and naturally, you know, it compliments Metallica in so many ways. Matter of fact, I'm going to wear it to the Metallica concert and coming to Bridgestone Arena in 2019. I believe it's January 24th.
Doug Markham is such a name referee.
Yes, he is.
This man has t-shirts that you can buy right now by contacting Doug Markham on Facebook.
These aren't just your, like, I'm not saying, no, like, they're like, you know, pro wrestling, you know, usually has some shit t-shirts. I'm not saying that. But this t-shirt here, this t-shirt, I mean, I could wear this t-shirt. You know, I'm home for 4 or 5 shows. I can make this my Monday, my Thursday. I can make it my Sunday. You can talk this and have it sitting on my lap.
But you're right, though. It's a cool looking shirt.
It's very cool looking shirt. And, you know, it's got the ref stripes on it. It says ref them all. And I believe Brother is trying to ref them all.
Yeah. You know, I believe he is. You know, Doug, for the two shows that I ran in Murfreesboro, was on the second show, he was the only ref. We had no other ref.
He's ripping off.
But he refs the first show. Every show that we do with Jason, Doug is a ref. He refs out there in Friday Street. Make sure you go to Friday Street Pro Wrestling. That's one fucking hell of a company.
They are on the road.
Man,
one of the events I've always wanted to, but it definitely a company that's on a roll and needs to be checked out by anybody.
They booked the best TNA wrestling shows that TNA has never fucking booked. and hey, I mean bro. That in a good way. You know, I mean, Crimson is the one that runs TNT. It's based out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and man, they are fucking just, they put on fantastic events, just great shows. But, you know, Doug is a ref out there. He refs for Ox Harley and MSWA. He was just in Virginia last Saturday before he was reffing for Jesse on Sunday for the Big Four Horsemen reunion show in Virginia.
Which was a tremendous draw. I've seen pictures of.
Fuck, man. I mean, they had 4,000 or 5,000 people in that building.
Yeah.
So Doug is out there reffing. And the font of the t-shirt is the same as the Metallica font, so you know
and the kill 'em all.
Yeah, ref 'em all. It's a great shirt.
Awesome.
But contact
him in suit. It looks that damn good. Go pick up your Doug Markham ref 'em all t-shirt.
So maybe we'll get
well, you know, you put me on blast on this damn microphone. You know.
But yeah, you know, contact Doug Markham on Facebook and buy one of his t-shirts, because dude, I mean, refs deserve to make money too, man.
Yes.
I mean, they do. Yes. Refs deserve to make money. Everyone deserves to make money in this business. Everybody is out there hustling. You
even you ginger refs out there, you guys deserve to make money too.
So we got Jesse Butler tomorrow and Southern Underground Pro, Chad Austin on Wednesday, and actually I'm gonna do a what are we gonna do with Chad Austin? I'm gonna do a name association deal.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Chad Austin. Where
those are fun.
Yeah, we're gonna go through a list of cool names from the 90s and see if Chad knows them, worked with them, or has good stories on them. And then we're going to talk to Doug Markham, and we're going to talk about just Doug's career. We're going to talk about all the different places that Doug has been to, and you know, maybe some of the goals that he has. We're going to talk about why Doug has suddenly lost 195,000 pounds.
Doug.
And looks fucking incredible.
He looks phenomenal.
You know, it makes me feel like shit for looking how I look. But that is our next three shows right there. And Johnny, we still have to do the November to Remember 95 review show.
Yeah, we do.
The ECW November to Remember. So we'll fit that in somewhere.
Yeah, we do too.
We'll fit that in somewhere.
Schedule's definitely getting busier here.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else, Johnny? What else is going on?
I want to do another WrestleTopia show, you know. WrestleTopia presents.
Yes. We will, although we are not presenting the next one.
But I heard that a lot tonight. I heard you sponsored it, you presented it, all kinds of
things. They put me over like $1 million fucking dollars, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They definitely shouted the name out a few times.
Ox treats me very well. You know, I really appreciate Ox Harley. He is definitely treats me really well. You know, Ox Harley was one of those guys that in the not like early 90s. I don't know when Ox started up, but he was one of those guys that the 96, 97, 98 hardcore wrestlers. You know, the Ian Rotten. This is when they were still running in Louisville, Kentucky. Before they got kicked out of, you know, Kentucky with the State Athletic Commission, got cracked down real hard on the blood and everything around 99. And that's when IWA Mid-South left Kentucky. But this is back in the day, you know, Ox was one of those guys that was part of that first generation of American, you know, hardcore wrestlers that was, you know, really taking that ECW style and taking it even farther to the extreme, you know, and doing the Ian Rotten kind of stuff and all those different, you know, real, real fucked up hardcore, you know, the hardcore shit. But Ox has always treated me really good, man, and very, very friendly and thankful for him to have me come out there and you know, be the main sponsor of the show. And they drew fucking fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely, they did.
So it was a good time. So everyone just stay with WrestleTopia on Facebook, and I'll be posting links and information of how you can watch the entire event. Go to my YouTube page in the next day or so, or whenever you're listening to this, they might already be up. So go to my YouTube page anyways, and I'll be posting videos of it. And then we will be doing another WrestleTopia production in May, May 19th for Overdrive Pro Wrestling. And they just announced, so far they've announced Jazz, former ECW and WWE wrestler Jazz. They have announced James Ellsworth, Mikey McNeil. They have announced Robbie E, Colt Cabana.
Nice, Colt.
They've announced the Carnies, very good friends of the show. Both Kerry Offal and Nick Iggy. You know, those are guys to go out there and check out and see. Friends of Johnny Bandana and myself. And they just announced the Rock and Roll Express. So this is just getting to be more and more and more stacked. I'm telling you, people, I know who's going to be there. I know what the main event's going to be already. I know all the different people that are still to come. And I'm telling you, fucking make your travel plans right now. If you don't live in Nashville, you're going to want to drive to Nashville. That's all there is to it, right? So, and then we have a couple events before that. I believe I will be in Alabama. Me and my boy Braxton will be bringing WrestleTopia, the gimmick table, to Alabama in March 30th and 31st. What else? March, then April. So the end of April, me and you are going to be in Orlando with our friend Jason James for 10 days.
Yeah.
And a host of other people.
That should be fun.
That'll be fun. Then March 11th, or May 11th, I'm sorry. May 11th will be the Strawberry Festival. Yeah. Pro Wrestling Entertainment Strawberry Slam 2018. With the main event of Jerry the King Lawler taking on the one and only Dangerous Doug Gilbert.
Yes.
So, Crimson will be there. Who else will be there? That's going to be a good one. Alex Taylor is going to be there.
I like Alex Taylor.
I do too. I think he's a great wrestler. Yes. Everyone go check out Alex Taylor.
He's going places.
He is, yeah. Go check out Alex Taylor. And then on May... What's after that? May 11th?
The day afterwards, isn't it?
No. May 18th, we have another private event.
Okay. That's it.
We can't talk about.
We ain't got no event.
Well, maybe we can talk about this event, but it's an event that is only for the members of a very private club in downtown Nashville. That I guess the members are politicians and musicians, and it is a no tickets will be sold to the general public. It is for the members of the club only, and it will be a black tie pro wrestling event. So that will be very interesting. And then the very next day is Overdrive, and May 19th is Overdrive Pro Wrestling. Yes. So we still have dates open. Bring WrestleTopia to your fucking town. Yes. Contact your promoters, your local promoters, and say, hey, what's wrong with you? WrestleTopia has the best fucking gimmick table in the whole wide world. WrestleTopia is going to bring his podcast with him. WrestleTopia is going to come and film this shit. Do commentary.
Come on.
Whatever you need. If you need talent, you give me a call. I'll get you talent. You know? Fucking if you need to run a show, you call WrestleTopia. We go out there. We make your show better. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your enemies. Book WrestleTopia.
Book WrestleTopia.
So for JD Sloan, that is all. This was very short. It was a 30-minute drive. So we did a 30-minute podcast. Everyone, go like MSWA, which is Mid-South Wrestling Association. Go check out their Facebook page and keep up to date with everything they're doing out there in Rockwood, Tennessee, which is 2 hours from Nashville, 2 hours from Knoxville. Same distance?
Yeah.
You got anything, Johnny?
No, you know, just signing out here. You know, I didn't bring a bandana to this show.
You did not bring Johnny Bandana was Johnny Ballcap.
Johnny
today.
Ballcap.
Yeah.
Johnny, I would say baseball cap, it's football hat.
Yeah. Johnny Rastafarian.
Johnny
Jamaica.
That's Johnny Jamaica.
Yeah. That was your name.
Johnny Jamaica, Mom.
Your Global Force Wrestling.
Yeah, it's gonna be Johnny Jamaica.
You're gonna be Johnny Jamaica.
Yeah.
But then you weren't Johnny Jamaica.
But just, you know, it never got, you know, pushed to the right people.
All right, motherfuckers. So, everyone just remember that tape trading in the 90s was fucking awesome.
Just absolutely incredible so far. That women's hardcore match. was something like I've never seen. And now, a street fight, an I Quit ghetto street fight between J-Mac and Tristan Ramsey? I don't know what to think. This night has only gotten more and more and more hardcore. J-Mac accompanied by the Cadillac Cowboys. You can tell they're the fan favorites in this part of the country. I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. So far all night, it's been absolutely incredible. Listen to the fans in this building. Caddy Mac yelling at the fans to be quiet. Finally, Tristan Ramsey gets in the ring. You see head referee Doug Markham in there. And they're starting it out hot.
It has started in the ring. Hot man and Justin, Tristan Ramsey, J-Mac McMurray. This has been ongoing, Justin, as you know, for several months.
You can tell the anger J-Mac has. And wow, on the concrete floor out there.
Did you see that? Holy cow.
And the fans are making noise over it.
Straight out of the ghetto.
J-Mac right to the outside, too. Wasting no time. Not allowing the man to breathe. And man, the ovation that J-Mac and the Cadillac Cowboy got when they came out was incredible.
Definitely fan favorites right here. The MSWA Cadillac Cowboy has been gone for a little while. A small accident, had surgery, making his way back, and as you see, back here with us tonight, J-Mac has been left, as you know, by Tristan Ramsey and Daddy Mac so many times over the past. J-Mac, he is somebody he could trust.
And that, oh my, so they're just giving everything they got to one another, man.
These boys aren't wrestling, they're fighting.
And Daddy Mac, the snake that he is over there, just waiting, trying to find an opportunity.
Daddy Mac and his, I guess you would call it, enforcer. Knuckles.
And look, he's quite the imposing man. Got to be 6'3", 6'4", 270 pounds.
Daddy Mac still shouting instructions.
Daddy Mac. What a weasel that guy is, man. I tell you what.
He is this generation. Justin, he is this generation. Jim Cornette.
He's something. He's over there barking orders to these guys. Oh, man. Doug Markham's got his hands full tonight. Tristan grabbing... What are these two guys going to do?
What are they doing? I can't see.
J-Mac. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
J-Mac. Tristan Ramsey off the apron. On the table. The table flattened. Broke.
Just went. J-Mac just flipped him right off the top and through the table.
Speaking of flipping, Daddy Mac and Knuckles are going crazy in the corner.
J-Mac with the trash can lid.
Oh.
I think they heard that in Nashville.
Tristan Ramsey. The lights are
on. And another.
Nobody's home, Justin.
You see that dazed and glossed over look in his eyes. Look at Daddy Mac over there freaking out.
Well,
Knuckles is just slowly stalking the ring. You know they got something up their sleeve. Listen to the crowd. MSWA fans are like fans nowhere else. They're loud and they're ready to go.
Here in East Tennessee, this is Rockwood. It happens every month, just like this. A huge event.
Fans, if you're watching MSWA for the first time, make sure you go to their Facebook page, make sure you hit that like button, and you stay up to date with all the action coming out. J-Mac in control at this point. Tristan Ramsey's on the ground just begging for mercy. Cadillac Cowboy congratulating his friend.
J-Mac down on the floor, stalking Tristan Ramsey. Tristan Ramsey with a right hand.
Oh!
And then the trash can with payback.
And another one! And Each one of those shots sounded harder and louder than the last. Now the whole trash can! The ring is full of plunder at this point.
Tristan Ramsey stalking Cadillac Cowboy a bit. Pretty sure he doesn't want to do that.
Oh! I'm telling you right now, the fans pay to see an I Quit street fight, and they are getting one hell of a show.
Daddy Mac, Tristan Ramsey, cheerleader. In the knuckles in the corner.
This is going to be a big shot. And a reversal. Oh, head first. He went head first.
I can't believe it, Justin. Referee Doug Martin out of the ring, taking on Tristan Ramsey. Tristan Ramsey, a reversal by J-Mac, sends Tristan Ramsey head first into the trash can.
The man could be paralyzed right now.
Daddy Mac over it. Can't believe what he's seeing.
Look at the Cadillac Cowboy. With the cheese grater.
Cheese grater. J-Mac with the cheese grater. In the ring from Cadillac Cowboy. Daddy Mac trying to call timeout.
Daddy Mac losing his mind over there. You got Knuckles over there. I still think there's something stuck up their sleeve. And J-Mac doesn't need to get too confident.
Justin, Tristan Ramsey. I see the camera view angle now. Busted open.
Oh, man. Look at that.
It's the cheese
grater. Right in the man's forehead.
The Sandman, Sabu, none of these guys have anything on J-Mac and Tristan Ramsey.
He is shredding his forehead. Look at the blood, the crimson mask that is, Tristan.
The cheese grater right across the forehead. All over again.
Knuckles and Daddy Mac losing their minds over there. Tristan Ramsey is a bloody mess now with a crimson mask. Uh-oh, what'd he grab a hold of? Oh! And you see the blood spilling on his chest now.
Tristan Ramsey beaten and bloody. A right hand by J-Mac. Two.
I believe we have seen blood spilled in every match so far.
Every match so far.
Oh, no, a low blow, which is absolutely legal in this match.
Absolutely legal. Tristan Ramsey needs to buy the time. Take a breath.
Tristan with the bag. What's in this bag?
What's in the bag? I haven't seen the bag. What's going on?
We're about to find out.
I can't see the...
Oh, it's a thousand thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks.
Look at Daddy Mac over there.
The I Quit Ghetto Street Fight. Thumbtacks everywhere. Oh, no.
They had this up their sleeve the whole night. J-Mac blocking, though. Oh, no. Thumbtack all stuck into his chest, all stuck into his abdomen.
Thousands of them, hundreds of them.
All big body shot.
Oh, now all over his back on a huge bell rock. J-Mac getting back from a month and months of retribution owes the DMI and Daddy Mac.
The thumbtacks have backfired. He throws him on the mat thinking he had one up his sleeve. Gonna throw J-Mac on these thumbtacks, but it backfires on this young man, Tristan Ramsey. And blood just everywhere from his chest to his back to his forehead.
Tristan Ramsey taking a page out of Terry Funk's book with the thumbtacks. J-Mac bellowing down like Mark McGuire in the bottom of the cellar.
Daddy Mac on the outside. and can't be happy what he's seeing with his talent right now. The fans are behind J-Mac. Oh!
Baseball slide.
Slide right into the groin. They got to be careful in there. There's thumbtacks all over this rink. Everything they do.
It's extreme here at MSWA tonight. Every match. This is the I Quit Ghetto Street Fight. J-Mac.
Oh, no! Referee Doug Markham.
Doug Markham got hit in the head. Kick. I didn't see what happened, Justin.
He was spinning him around like an airplane, and the feet of J-Mac hits Doug Markham on the side of the head. I know for a fact, last week in Nashville, Doug Markham had a head injury for a wrestling promotion out there, and now the feet from J-Mac just smacked the side of Doug's head, and you see the pain he's in.
Doug referees
on. Oh, no!
Holy cow!
And look, Cadillac Cowboy grabbing his knee.
J-Mac comes across on Tristan Ramsey. Tristan
Brass
Ramsey.
Brass knuckles.
Oh, no. Is this happening? Is this what I think's happening? Knuckles. Getting done.
Wait a minute.
Attention.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Ring the bell.
Doug Markham's not in a state to even know what's going on. Wait a minute. You see Daddy Mac on the ground waving the white towel. That wasn't Cadillac Cowboy. That wasn't Cadillac Cowboy.
I want to referee Doug Markham. The winner of your match is Tristan Ramsey.
That match was stolen from J-Mac. By the snake, by the weasel that is Daddy Mac. Was stolen from these young men. And you see Cadillac Cowboy, he's not happy about it. J-Mac on the ground over there. You had Daddy Mac on the floor waving that white towel, and now they're putting the boots on him. Cadillac Cowboy, he's not having any of this, though.
Cadillac Cowboy coming in to do
it. Uh-oh. Daddy Mac didn't get out.
Daddy Mac and Cowboy.
A boot to knuckles. J-Mac, Daddy Mac is in trouble. The fans won it.
It's so loud in here, Justin, I can't hear myself.
Whoa! What just happened? What just happened?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cowboy Cadillac.
What the?
Justin in the car. I'm J-Mac.
Right here.
MSWA Extreme Rules.
The Cadillac Cowboy just turned on his friend, J-Mac, in the middle of the ring for that snake and weasel Daddy Mac over there. I wonder how much money Daddy Mac gave the Cadillac Cowboy to do all of this.
They say the money's the root of all evil. Daddy Mac
coming over here looking for the microphone. This is garbage, Daddy Mac.